Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody, let's dive into this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about four reasons why you're awakening and still not creating abundance for yourself. Still broke. This is the spiritual archetype I am seeing a lot around specific spiritual communities where you are seemingly waking up, you are doing all of the things, you have a call to do something in the transformational arts, or let's say you're already in a, let's say, sitting with psyche transformational business, whether or not that's psychotherapy, integrative wellness, hypnosis, whatever it may be. There might be breathwork practitioners listening to this, or yogis, or people who have a myriad of other jobs in between all of that, that want to have deeper access to themselves and then create a life from that access and have abundance in all areas. This is what we're here to do. Where I see people get tripped up is one in the spiritual community where there is a lot of old indoctrination that spirituality should somehow be free, that charging for it means that you are not in alignment with spiritual principles, which is a fundamental lie. And I will talk about that in a minute. And I see other people who are in the spiritual community who are charging an astronomical amount and calling it, I have hacked the abundance code and you need to buy my course and I will teach you that as well. I'll tell you this, if they're selling any kind of like overnight success, download these codes to immediate manifestation, abundance, turbonuclear, flex capacitating ability, abundance, whatever. If they're promising you that, then they're operating from a dark frequency. At least this is everyone I've scanned in the market pretty much. And then there are those in between who are like slowly and steadily building and growing with the business and the life that they're creating and then showing you the process of that, which is what I try to do to the best of my ability. And I think there's a handful of other people who are doing that pretty well, where there's just not a whole lot of attachment to, let's say, how they're building. It's more about being deeply present and making sure that they're a clear channel with how they're building. But back to the spiritual community, there are so many ungrounded mystics floating around the world, and many of them have chosen indoctrinated paths that have to do with old information rooted in Yogananda, the Yoga Sutras, two decades old information from philosophy to psychology that somehow through this initiation, right, this initiated process, they hold the wisdom keys within them for other people to follow them. And here is what I'm going to draw my line in the sand in. Ancestors alike, yes, it's so fascinating to travel to old countries or countries who have been around and doing this for a very long time on Earth and uncover civilizations that are 15 to 20,000 years old. That's fascinating information. And then somehow people who have thrown themselves into owning the knowledge of like the wisdom of the Tao, for example, or Course of Miracles, that they have so much knowledge that now they are some beholden, chosen one, shaman of that information. So yes, and that's a particular level. I can tell you now, having tapped into the land and take it with a grain of salt, that all of that is not benefiting you if it's not helping you create a life in this reality that is fully in alignment with abundance in all directions, where you are not going without. If you have not figured out how to materialize in the third dimension and you have spent the last three decades of your life studying Yogananda or whoever else, then there's a misalignment with that. Or the Bible or the Quran or any other religion or any other standard text or philosophy. If it is not helping you create a life here in this reality that is abundant in all directions, then there's a miss. Because the ancestors want you to take the knowledge, okay, that is in alignment with being simpatica with nature, being in alignment and being in honoring balance and in harmony with nature. That's what the ancestors really are here to teach you. Yes, there's specific practices that they did at that time when they logged into that level of reality. Ancestors 15,000 years ago, 500 years ago, had a very specific availability of knowledge that was available to them based on where consciousness was resonating at. Now, we have fallen in consciousness. That's for another podcast. But based on that level of information, people who are creating their life now are creating their life based on information that had very limited availability in terms of consciousness back then. So even if you look back at hieroglyphics, consciousness and civilizations that had certain language sets that were trying to tell you how reality was working then, and having us utilize that knowledge and applying it to the level of consciousness that is available to us now, some things are going to resonate and some things aren't. All of that is supposed to be a map for you to find yourself home to yourself. It's supposed to be a map, a guide of how this reality works and how you are to navigate inside of it. And whether or not that's through ancient teachings or taking those ancient teachings and applying them to your life now to help you navigate this reality in order to create an abundant life, all of that is fine, but I keep coming back to zero. Honoring your ancestors isn't better than creating a new set of rules for yourself now and or taking old information and seeing what you can do with it to evolve it. That's what each generation is supposed to do. We're supposed to take information that has been presented to us, whether or not it's through lineage or how we're reading it or through our travels, going around learning from different cultures. We are ideally supposed to take all of that and evolve our own humanity. We are supposed to evolve and better and make it better. Where we are failing is we are not doing that. We are very distorted as a collective. So if someone is operating off of a better than stance because they know a certain text inside and out, that doesn't necessarily mean that that is an advanced soul walking this earth. They might have a lot of knowledge, but if it is not embodied, then there is absolutely no fucking point in knowing all of that shit. There's no point. If you have an altar, what are you altering? What are you enshrining right now that is somehow greater than your own innate and perpetual intelligence inside of you? I say all of that to come back to the four reasons why your awakening is still broke. And here is what I've scanned, and here is what I am seeing now. Take this with a grain of salt, and we will move on. So the first thing that I see with people is they are referencing off of a very old identity of who they are. Most ungrounded mystics are living in the past, and they feel like they have to do a certain sequence in the morning or at night. It's very ritualistic based. They have to continue to be in a certain state. They have to have a meditation. They have to separate, you know, give themselves 45 minutes before they do X, Y, and Z, and all that's fantastic. Mazel. However, if you are referencing an old identity, an old reference point, then it's going to be very difficult for you to stay in the now, right? Because your consciousness is referencing in the past and you're not embodying the information that you are learning. So if you're not in the now and you're not in the present moment, it's going to be very hard for you to try to create abundance and wealth for yourself because you're referencing off of an old reference point. There's a nuance to this, which is a poverty consciousness. Poverty contracts, vows of poverty. So this is transgenerational, generations before you, in order to survive, if they have had in religious indoctrination, will have said and or bought into the ideology that somehow they are under or less than a god of their understanding, power of the church, community organizers, leaders. They have given their power away to everything else. And that through virtue and through good girl and through societal conditioning and opinions of others and what will the village think about me, there's been a lot of buy-in into giving away wealth and living modestly and not showcasing a certain aspect of it to survive. So that consciousness, again, many of it through in religious indoctrination, has been threaded through to your operating system now. So you're running, knowingly, unknowingly, some version, the latest rendition of a vow of poverty. And that will be keeping you in a state of guilt for making money, feeling guilty for having abundance, for wanting nice things in your life, for having comfort. You'll feel guilty when you travel and see people that have less than you. Again, that's normal. It's very, very hard to see third world countries and the way that they operate inside of these systems and how systems are seemingly set up to be incredibly imbalanced. This is very hard to be present to. And then you look and reference your life against theirs, and somehow you're supposed to feel guilty for that. Check that, because again, if everything is just information, what are you here to learn? What are you observing? And how can you clear all of that and then move into more neutrality? Because everybody in every culture has their own set of lessons. The second pattern that I see the most of is through a very specific belief system that somehow they are not worthy to earn more. So these are lack patterns, right? This is a subconscious program around feeling worthy of actually moving beyond specific ceilings. And as you continue to awaken, provided that you are continuing to stay with yourself, right? Like you clear a pattern, you come back into the body, you clear a pattern, you stay in body, you come back to the body. The body is moving with your level of clearing, you will reach a ceiling because you're the latest rendition. No one in your family maybe has gotten to a specific level that you have spiritually at this point. And it's your job to evolve beyond that, right? That's what we're here to do. We're here to evolve beyond everything that has come before us. And where we get hooked is we somehow think that the way things were before are much better than they are now. If we have that thinking, we are going to continue to keep our collective consciousness in a very low vibration. We just are. If we operate off of a clean slate in every now moment, and we are becoming the best version of ourselves every single day, doing the best we can to look at our patterns, clear our patterns, come back to the body, clear it in the body, and then embody that knowledge, and then do the best we can with what we have available to us, optimizing our own genetic makeup, we're evolving. We're evolving collective consciousness. It's really that simple. But this is the mastery because people want elevation and they want big expansion and they want, you know, unicorns to fly out of their asses all the time. We want these big expansions, right? We want more access. We want more information. We want knowledge. But if we're not doing the mundane work in between those big expansions to maintain the embodiment practice, people fall off. They don't maintain it because things aren't happening fast enough for them. So, lack patterns are number two. Number three, what's required to stay consistent in order to achieve a certain, let's say, number isn't actually in alignment with what you really want. So let's say you want to earn seven figures and you have an online business or even six figures consistently a year, right? You have an online business or you're in a certain job and you can see that in order for you to be able to earn X amount, it's going to take this long for you to work this many hours and for you to give up this much of your life in order to achieve X. If you're willing to do that in order to get X, then that's a conscious agreement in terms of an exchange that you're willing to make. But most people are seeing that the system that they have been sold into and bought into is a fucking lie, and they are trading time for dollars. And they're desperately looking for a way to get out of that cycle and that loop and still maintain a comfortable life. This is where a lot of people are. So if you move into entrepreneurship, and I'll do a whole other series on high frequency businesses and how to align your purpose with your mission and who you're really talking to and all of that. I spent decades doing that for a large part of my life before I became this quantum person sharing what I am with you now, I'll say. So if you are looking to make a seven-figure business and you know that you have to have a certain funnel set up, you have to have certain processes and backend set up, and you're not willing to actually spend the time to do that in order to have those systems in place and commit to making X amount of content, showing up for that content, doing the background work in order to make X figures, and then maintain that level of X figure, because really what you want in your life is to maybe have a homestead, be a wife, or do something else, or do something more simple. You want to have a coffee shop, whatever it is. You want a different life than having to produce and operate at that level. Even if you're a man and you're listening to this and you realize in order for you to have a life that you want and you want to bring in a very specific type of person, right, in order to partner with, you're going to have to operate at a very different level. And that is going to be very uncomfortable for you. So it goes beyond, yes, there's background patterns, but also there's an honesty piece here with what you're willing to do in order to become the person you need to be to achieve what you want to achieve. There is that. There's a misalignment between what you want and what you're willing to do in order to create that, because that will mean sitting in the fire with some of the things that aren't working for you about your character and about your behavior that you may not be willing in this point to change in order to get those things. So there's just a misalignment. The fourth thing is your what is overshadowing your why. So your what is overshadowing your why. If your purpose was aligned with your what, why, where, all the W's, then your patience would be too. And I'm going to come back to the what overshadowing your why, because this is really important. You may have gotten a wave of inspiration and your logic will be telling you this is the fastest way to make money and this is what you're really good at. But the conversations that you're having to yourself privately, the content that you're consuming, the conversations that you're having privately with friends has nothing to do with what your purpose is. You may not actually know what that is yet, right? Meaning like how you want to contribute to the world or what you want to create that you can grow with. This is a really big one too. Most people are unwilling to give up what they have now and what they want. Most people are unwilling to give up their lifestyle in order to start over, to get really curious about who they really are and what they really want. They will give up what they want most for what they want right now. And that's part of this lack, poverty, instantaneous gratification kind of vibe. And they're looking to create an identity that's external from them in order to get validation. So this is what I'm talking about. The what is overshadowing the why. If you had a deeper why of just getting to know who you are and fall in love with that person and be able to share that gift with the world, and it wasn't predicated on getting external validation from family, people, places, and things, then you wouldn't really give a shit how your journey looked. You really wouldn't care. But the lost souls out there of the world who are bogged down by their own spiritual dogma are the ones that are struggling a lot right now. And everyone is struggling in some way. There's all these different nuances and levels, because even with someone who has a lot of access to themselves, the road gets extraordinarily narrow and you're pretty much alone and you kind of are looking for community around you and you're not really finding it or seeing it. And then that has its other implications. And then there's this expectation that you put on yourself. I'm almost like talking out loud about my life at times, where you feel like you should be able to call in things faster and they're not necessarily showing up as fast as you want. This has happened with me before for sure. And then there's judgment on that. So just because people have access to themselves, a certain level of access to themselves, I'll say, it doesn't mean their life is easier. It just means that the stakes are higher and the responsibility is higher. And like for me, I know how to move myself through that state or take care of myself in a way to move through those patterns. So where do we go from here? The core pattern, if you've related with any of this, bottom line, is identity. You are still looking to access an identity that is related to who you truly are. You don't quite know who you are yet if you're relating to any of this. And that is constantly evolving. It's constantly pixelating and it's constantly becoming a sharper version of itself. You are always trying to see that 4K, 5K, 6K, 7K version of yourself, because that's what the game is. I mean, that's what awakening is. It's seeing yourself from a higher level perspective and owning who you are so deeply that nothing can actually get you or kick you off of your center. And then from that place is how you create abundance, because things will automatically come in naturally for you to amplify you based on your level of patterns and the consciousness you're resonating at, the contracts that you came in with. It's all about becoming karma neutral. Carbon neutral is kind of a play on that whole thing, which is kind of funny and ironic, I'll say, but it's karma neutral. You want to be at zero. You want to transcend all your ancestral information and knowledge. The idea of passing down knowledge is so the next generation can take it and go to the fucking stratosphere with it. So take the latest rendition that you are of your family lineage, wipe out the information that has come in so far. All the traditions, all of that shit, bring it all up to present time and let's see what you can do with the ball. Let's see what you can do with it. That's what awakening is. And that is what your purpose truly is. Most people don't know that. They don't think that. They think it's something else, but it's really to come home to yourself, to awaken, to transcend everything you've ever known, to transcend every life before you, and go back to source as if you've met it for the first time, which sounds really delightful when you're just trying to pay your bills on a day-to-day basis. But all of this is a learning. It's just really all learning. So like I said, if you've resonated with all of this, it's identity level. That's the level we're working at. Who am I? How can I contribute to the world? And how can I access that level of fundamental authenticity within myself? So no matter where I show up, everything is a congruent expression of that. There's no separation. Who you are in your work life isn't separate from who you are in your family life, in your friendship life, etc. All right, you guys, if it resonates with you to grab anything related to identity on the shop, I strongly recommend that. As you know, consistency is the key to this work working at deeper levels. All right, I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.